You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
You're right. It's that new Oxidol white from New White Oxidol. And this very week, you can try this amazing new wash day soap at a saving that's nothing short of sensational. Today, tomorrow, or Friday, depending on where you live, newspapers all over the country are carrying a special ad with a valuable introductory Oxidol coupon, which gives you two regular large-size packages of New White Oxidol for only 45 cents. It's the biggest bargain in years. So don't miss the newspaper announcement. Be sure to tear out the valuable Oxidol coupon. When you take that coupon to your dealer, you'll really save money on Oxidol, and you'll get the most sensational Oxidol you've ever had a chance to try. New White Oxidol gives you the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever seen, even when you dry your clothes inside. And that dazzling whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes as long as you use New White Oxidol. So today, tomorrow, or Friday, watch the newspapers for the special Oxidol ad. Take advantage of this introductory offer. Two regular large-size packages of New White Oxidol for only 45 cents. It's a get-acquainted bargain that you don't want to miss. So don't wait. Take the coupon to your dealer at once. Save money and get acquainted with New White Oxidol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, this morning when he started out on his milk route, Joseph thought it was probably the finest morning he'd ever known. He was sleepy, yes. He'd only had a couple of hours sleep. But he felt warm and alive. Birds were singing and the air was fresh and good. Because Joe had had a date last night, a dinner date with Miss Ann Morrison. And as he went from house to house delivering orders of milk and cream, he relived in his mind incidents from last night. They'd danced together. It had been so long since Joseph had gone dancing. He'd had almost to learn how all over again.
The book says you start by the gentleman placing one arm, the right, gently but firmly, around the lady's waist. That's it. Just relax, Joseph. Oh, it's very nice. The book said firmly, though, the arm around the waist. Such a wise book. Relax, Joseph. Oh, this is very nice.
Driving along on his milk wagon, Joseph thought of all they'd talked about, he and Miss Morrison, last night. They'd gone rowing on Lake Cantlewood.
I like you, Joseph. That's why I'm here tonight. That's the only reason. I like you, and I like what you could be if you ever let yourself go. I think you've got something. It doesn't show very often, but there's a spark in your eyes. It's very exciting. It's like sitting at the foot of a volcano and waiting for it to go off.
Joseph recalled with a chuckle how the battery on their car had gone dead, and before the motor club could send out a service car, the state police had come along. They'd all had to go back into Rushville Center to be identified by Peter Skillett, the clerk over at the hotel. Joseph remembered Anne, too, as he said goodnight to her.
Good night, Joseph. I've had a lovely evening. It's been grand every second of it. Oh, incidentally, your lips are still pretty pink. Better use a little cold cream when you get home.
It was all swell fun thinking about it as he drove along. But then came 8:30 and 9 o'clock in the morning. People were up and about around town. Joe began to hear comments on his adventure of last night.
Good morning, Joe. Hear you had a time of it last night. How does it feel having a run-in with the police at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Where did your sidekick this morning, Joe? She was on the wagon with you the other morning. She quit or did she have to stay home and get some sleep?
Well, good morning, Joseph. Ain't you a little tired, being up most of the night? See, you got the lipstick off all right.
And there were those who didn't have as much to say, but their manner...
3 o'clock in the morning. Fine thing.
Then it was 10:30, and Joe stopped home for lunch.
Joe, is that you?
Yeah, Faye, it's me.
Just a minute, I'll be right down. I've got lunch all ready for you.
Oh, don't hurry, Faye, I've got time. Not very hungry anyway.
Good morning, Joseph. And how's Rushville Center's handsome milkman this morning?
Oh, I'm okay, Faye.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Did Lonnie Konvalinka call?
Well, not yet.
Well, I'll be passing the service station later. I'll stop in and see how he's coming recharging the battery in your car. Told him as soon as he finished to bring the car over.
Oh, that's all right, Joe. I don't need it this morning. Come on, sit down. I've made us a casserole.
A what?
Casserole. I had some leftovers, and I threw them all together, and presto, change-o, we have a casserole.
Well, that's swell, Faye. You shouldn't have trouble, though. I'm not very hungry.
Well, you've got to eat. Speaking of eating, what's eating you?
Oh, I don't know.
You sounded as happy as a lark when you called here this morning to tell me what happened last night. What's the matter?
I don't know.
Well, you sit down and I'll bring out the casserole.
I'd better wash my hands first. Sorry as the deuce about the battery on the car.
Oh, that switched all was giving me trouble, too. Did the state police actually help you get started?
Yeah. I managed to get a call through to the motor club. They're probably sore at you because they said they'd send a man out to get us started, but before he got there, the state cops came along.
That must have been an experience.
Yeah. That policeman got me a little sore. Would have thought I was a hold-up man or something. Started cross-examining me and all. What was I doing with a car registered in somebody else's name? I got a little peeved. Anyway, we wound up them giving us a push to get started. And we all traipsed back to Rushville Center House to be identified. Wouldn't let me wait for the motor club guy or anything.
Well, I'll phone the club and explain what happened.
Well, if there are any charges or anything, Faye, I want to take care of.
We'll see. Now, doesn't this look good?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. It is just leftovers.
Not too much, Faye. I'm really not hungry.
Well, eat as much as you want. Here you are.
Thanks.
Help yourself to bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, you seem to have had quite an adventure last night. How did Miss Morrison take it?
Oh, swell. She thought it was loads of fun.
I should think so. A police escort, no less.
Well, it was fun. It was swell. All until this morning.
What? What happened this morning, Joe?
Well, Mr. Peter Skillet down the hotel seems to have been working overtime advertising what happened.
How do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know? I've got customers, haven't I?
Well, you mean they've been asking you about last night?
Asking about it. They're not asking. It's all a great big joke. Heard you had a run-in last night with the police, Joe. How does it feel to be out with a girl at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, Joe.
Darn it, what business is it of anybody's? Why can't they keep their mouths shut?
Oh, you're right, Joe. It's no one's business at all.
Doggone it, what'll Ann Morrison think if they start pulling it around her? Think we're a bunch of small-town yokels.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that, Joe. Look, they're probably just teasing.
Teasing? Mrs. Hoffenberger wasn't teasing.
What do you mean?
She took one look at me this morning and said, 3 o'clock, and slammed the door.
Well?
Golly, you'd think I killed a battery deliberately on your car. What's the matter with people around here? They've been talking about me before, haven't they?
What? What makes you ask that?
Jack McGrew said this morning, "Where's your sidekick? She was with you on the milk wagon the other day." He meant the other morning when Ann came along with me on the milk route. I didn't know anybody knew that outside you and Ma.
No, no, Joe. A couple of people saw you.
You mean this is nothing new, then, they're gossiping about Ann and me?
Oh, now, Joseph, don't be ridiculous. It's not a case of gossip. How could people help but see you together on the milk wagon the other morning? You're not invisible, you know. Joe, come on. Now, where is your sense of humor? People don't mean any harm. Now, you've seen this sort of thing happen before in Rushville Center. Something happens, and immediately the whole town is talking. Well, what else have people got to do? Oh, honey, you mustn't get angry.
Well...
Now, please don't. Look, you'll be hurting no one but yourself.
Okay, I'll try, Faye. Just, I don't like anybody needling me about her.
Miss Morrison?
She's wonderful, Faye.
I'm sure she is.
I don't want anybody kidding me about her.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Now, this week, get acquainted with new white Oxidol. See for yourself. New white Oxidol washes clothes whiter than ever before. And right now, you can try this new white Oxidol at a tremendous saving. Here's how. Watch the newspapers today, tomorrow, or Friday. You'll see a special ad for new white Oxidol with a valuable introductory Oxidol coupon. That coupon will save you money. Take it to your dealer and get the biggest Oxidol bargain in years. Two regular large-size packages of new white Oxidol for only 45 cents. It's your grocer's special get-acquainted offer to get you to try new white Oxidol. So don't wait. Hurry to your store with the coupon. You'll be glad you did when you see the amazingly white wash, the colorfully bright wash you get with new white Oxidol. So watch the newspaper, tear out the coupon, and for only 45 cents, get two regular large-size packages of new white Oxidol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash.
Well, Joseph was kind of outspoken about his feeling for Miss Morrison, wasn't he? What will happen when the town goes on kidding him about her and his adventure with her tomorrow? Well, now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.